We are on Tzadi Aleph, Amud Beis, at the bottom of the page. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 8 lines in the bottom. So one thing just to clarify, I just want to make sure it's totally clear, is that the Gemara has been asking this question. We've been attacking this question of my Havalal and Mebad, right? That Rav Sheish was taught, the question that was raised, right, was the question of why is it that you could even have a shita that would say that if she followed the opinion, she, you know, listens to two Edim, and the two Edim say that she can get remarried, and she does, and then the original husband comes back, right, that there could be even a possibility that she wouldn't be allowed to go back to her original husband, right, that she somehow found at fault, and then the day, my havala lemebad, right? What do you want her to do? She's doing what we always do. Right? It's a pasuk in Chumash. So, like, what do you want from her, right? And the Gemara was trying each and every time to say, well, the truth is, we have a lot of examples where you might have made that argument. You know, my havala, what do you want from her? And nevertheless, she is. People are held accountable. And each time the Gemara says, no, that's not really being held accountable. For example, the case of the get, you know, the last case we just gave was, you know, the sofer got everything wrong, wrote the wrong name, wrote her name wrong, etc. Like, might have a little memory. And that could be say that the get was no good, and the children mom's there. Like, what do you mean? If my havel mebad is a real halakhic argument, you can make that argument in that case too. And each time the Gemara responds, no, like, this case, there's so much more negligence involved, right? You know, she should have read the get. She should have asked this. She should have asked that. The point that the Gemara is making each time is every time it responds with, in our, you know, last case, she should have read the get. The point that the Gemara is making is that case, there's so much more negligence, and that's why in this case you don't say may have a little bit. But each time it gives that answer, the point is that yes, but nevertheless, in our case, the argument of my havala mebad is real, right? And being able to say she followed two edim, so what do you want from her, it is still a valid point. That's the point. So we've rejected like 6 or 7 different examples where the Gemara tries to reject the concept of my havala mebad. What do you want from her, right? She did her best. And each time the answer remains no, that it's still a valid argument. So now the Gemara says like this, Rav Papa sarvala mebad uvda b'may havala mebad. So Rav Papa had a case where he wanted to actually make that argument, right? So presumably a woman whose husband had been presumed dead, had used two edim, and she got married, and now this, and this horrible scenario, the guy all of a sudden shows up, and it turns out that he wasn't really dead. So Rav Papa said, okay, but nevertheless, she can go back to her original husband because my havala mebad, right? He wanted to actually employ the rule. So Amalei Rav Funa Bered Rav Yeshua the Rav Papa. So Rav Funa Bered Rav Yeshua said to Rav Papa, whoa, Vahatanya Kohanim Masnaisa. We had all these examples, right, where we attacked the concept of my havala lemebad. How could you use it now? So Amalei Valav Shaninu. He said, what do you mean? We answered all of them. Didn't we answer it? We had an answer to each and every one of those challenges. So Amalei Vashinuye Leku Lemitvanismoch. Yeah, I know we gave answers, right? But they were like, each answer wasn't so amazing. Right, there are enough of answers to reject it in theory, but there's still a lot of each time you punch a hole, right? It's still, even if you repatch it, you know, it makes it still kind of a weak argument. So I don't know if this is really really correct to rely on such a thing. And says the Gemara pasuk, he actually changed his mind, and that's actually how we paskin lach lemaisa that even in cases where there's two edim and she gets remarried. That the Shulchan Aruch says that in that scenario, if he comes back, we don't say mehavel mebad, and we say we go against the Mishnah, right? And we say in that scenario, she actually does have to leave her husband, leave both husbands, which is very, 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 very challenging psak. But that's what we do because this the Gemara here seems to reject the concept, at least in practice, that was employed by the Mishnah. So fine. So Amar Ashi vila kala lo chashinan. So says Rav Ashi, a new question. Right, look at Rashi v'lakalo. Hashinakala means kol. Right, always means a. There's some rumor out there. Right, some rumor out there. Are we not concerned for certain rumors? What do we mean? Look at Rashi before pasuk. Rashi says pasuk v'nimna v'lo avad uvda. Right, pasuk means he changed his mind. He decided he stopped. And he didn't do what he was going to do, but lakalo chashidin says Rashi im niseis bebezdin. If she got married by bezdin, v'achakach yatsa kol shabai lachai. Right, v'lefaneni loba. That's there's a word on the street. Right, is that he's around, that he's back. Right, do we not say that there's concern about her new marriage? So says Gemara, what do you mean? Hey Kala, which call are you talking about? Ilei makala davasa nisuin. If it's that she got remarried already, and now you have a kol afterwards, ha amr Rav Ashi chadazim. Rav Ashi already taught us about this din, which is why the amr Rav Ashi kol kala davasa nisuin lo chayshinon. That anytime you have a kol after someone got married, you don't worry about that. Meaning, if something goes out about a certain person, etc. Before the couple gets married, so fine. So then we got to investigate and figure it out. But if it was after they're already married and it's just a kol, so then we're not worried about such a kol. Look at Rashi, kol kala debasa nisuin kigon kohen shenasa isha, kohen marries a woman. Va'achakach yatsa aleha kol grusha ozona. And then people start those murmurings that maybe she was a grusha, maybe she's a zona, and she shouldn't be married to a kohen. So then lo chayshinan. Again, it doesn't mean that if Aiden would come and tell us that she's really a grusha, then they have to get divorced. But the point is, it's just a cult, right? It's just there's murmurings, right? It's not actual evidence. So says the Gemara. So the point is, if you're asking me about a cult that's achar nisuin, so then there's nothing to worry about. Rav Ashi already told us we're not worried about that cult. So she gets remarried, and then afterwards you tell us that there's a and you know that the maybe the first husband's really really back. So I'm not concerned for that. Right, Ma, the same, but what might you have thought? Hova asai lebeidina, since you had to come to Bezdin in the first place, v'sharinin la, and they had to give her a kula, right? They had to be mako for her to let her to get married. Kikala the kamin yisuin dami v'titzar. So maybe the kol that would come beforehand, or even a kol coming afterwards, would be treated like a kol. A kol after her marriage, would be treated like a kol before the marriage. Kamashulan, that's not true. Meaning the point being that since she. It's already, again, like on thin ice, when this woman comes to get remarried, she had to go to Bezdin, they had to have witnesses and figure it out. Can she get remarried or not? We don't really know. And so you might have argued that since she, it was already a difficult scenario to allow her to get married in the first place, that when a kol comes out afterwards, it would be so powerful, it could have more impact than a usual kol after. It's going to be treated like a kol that comes before the marriage, because a kol before the marriage we would actually take into consideration. We pay attention to. Kamash Milan, the answer is we don't. We're not worried about it. As long as it's a kol after the marriage, then we're not going to take it into account, even in the case of these very, very challenging situations. If the kol would come before the nisuin, right, if there would be a kol before they got married, then Bezdin would investigate and try to pay attention to it.
This idea of a kol even having any weight just seems to be somewhat foreign. Usually, the burden of proof, you have to actually show it.
Yeah, for sure. But it just as chashina. Yeah. So chashina means that we it plays a role. We pay attention, right? Okay. It's actually the same thing we do in Hechos Lashon Hara, right? That we say in Hechos Lashon Hara, people say, oh, I didn't go kol, you're talking about her. In Hechos Lashon Hara, what do we say? You don't accept Lashon Hara, but right, we are leichosh mibay. We do, if there's already murmurings about a person, so we do allow a person to actually, be careful about their finances, to actually make decisions based on a call about a person, because we know that this call is, where there's smoke, there's fire. It doesn't mean that's true, right? But it requires a lot of, talked about these a lot recently, right? It requires a lot of shikul hadas and being careful and paying attention to gray, right? But it does mean you can say that you don't have evidence that this is true, but I still take into account the fact that people are saying things. Okay. Next, so the Gemara Mishnah then talked about Mises Alfi Bezdin, that she's Teitzei and she has to bring a korban when she does so. So says Amar Ziri, Leisa Lamas Nisin. Right, our Mishnah clearly doesn't hold from this following brisa, which is what, to go really further, Leisa Lamas Nisin really means that our Mishnah is not accepted. And why is our Mishnah not accepted? Our Mishnah is not accepted because of the following brisa. Midatani be midrasha. They said the following in the base medrash. Midatani be midrasha horu bezdin sheshaka chama. That's the bezdin paskins that the sun has already set. It's not like the question that bezdin is dealing with is not has the sun set or not. Right? The question is like, did the person violate Shabbos? Right. So the question is, well, was it still daytime? And it was Erev Shabbos, or was it already nighttime, and it's Shabbos already, right? So Bezdin gives a psak, assuming that it was already nighttime. Keep in mind, they didn't have digital clocks, which told you exactly what time it was, right? So, and if stories in the Gemara, it got all dark, and everyone thought it was nighttime, they daven Maariv, and then it turns out it was the clouds break, and it was really daytime stuff, right? So Bezdin, paskined, in a certain sense, that the sun had already set. And then it turns out the clouds break. Oh, so really, it was really daytime. It wasn't Shabbos yet. That person didn't. It wasn't Malchal Shabbos. So Ein Zuhara Elatos. So said the Bezdin. Right. They send the base medrash. That's not a psak. Or the Bezdin makes a psak based on false information. It's just not the truth. It was a mistake. So that's not. You might say, oh, Bezdin paskin. Yeah, Bezdin paskin based on something that's not real. Right? That's not hara ela toast. That's a mistake. Rav Nachman Amar, harahi. And Rav Nachman said, no, that's a psak. Doesn't matter that that was based on false information. It's still considered a psak. So I'm Rav Nachman, and here's their arguments. And I'm Rav Nachman, teida de harahi. I'll tell you it's hara. Why? The bechol Torah kula eid echad lo mehemen. Because in the entire Torah, we don't believe in one witness doesn't work. But nevertheless, here we do accept one witness. Right, my time, mishum darahi. Isn't it? That must be because it's a psak. Okay, and what you see is happening here is that with the Gemara, what is Ziri pointing out? He's pointing out that our case of you have an eid echad, and she gets married al pi eid echad. So that seems to go again, and the fact that we say in that scenario she doesn't have to bring a korban, right? That seems to be against this concept that a bezin makes a mistake, right? It's considered a mistake. Right? If they use false information, it should be considered a mistake. And here, what's our mission telling us? No, the pasuk she can get remarried, no korban, right? No, forget the getting married and not getting remarried for right now. But the fact that she doesn't have to bring a korban, what do you mean bring a korban? She did the wrong thing. Right, she got married assuming that her husband was dead. Her husband was alive, right? So how can you call that a hora? That's not a psak. And now, oh look, okay, so she did the psak, so she doesn't have to. He's alive, but she filed the psak. What do you mean filed a psak? The psak was based on false information, right? It's ki'ilu bezdin making a psak that a person was b'chal Shabbos with the information that it was Shabbos and it wasn't Shabbos. It was Tuesday, right? Or it was a Friday at least, right? So how could that even be? So Nachman's saying, So that's Ziri's point. Look at Rashi for 1 second. It says Ein Zu Hara. Right, when they make a mistake, it's not Hara. List Mochalev Lifter Yachid Shaasa Al PM. Oh Im Asu Tzibor Al PM. Right, Ein Mevin Par. Right, you don't bring a korban Kishar Helam Davar. Par Helam Davar is a korban you bring when Bezdin makes a mistake. Right, Ela Ko Echa Kispa O Seira. Everyone brings their own korban. Why? She'ein ze helam davar. That's not like Bezdin made a psak and everyone followed it. That wasn't a psak. El tos. It was a mistake. Kisvarim shababa olam davar shaloba. You thought something happened that then it hadn't happened. The halakuli alma gilya hashi the tosav. Everyone could see it was a mistake. So don't say, oh, I was following the psak of Bezdin. That wasn't a psak. It was a mistake. And this is the point. V'hachanami says Rashi here too. The masnisin tosi. Kesvur and Shemes, they thought he died. Vihine ba baila vako roim ela aed sabach. I mean, the point is here; it's the whole thing's a mistake, right? So the idea of making her putter from a korban doesn't make any sense, right? And we shouldn't follow our Mishnah because we know that when Bezdin makes a mistake, that's not considered a horah's Bezdin. They made a decision and they followed the horah. That's not correct. So if Nachman counters what we just read from Rav Nachman, he counters, no, it is a psak. How do I know? Because Eid Echad in general isn't followed. But here we do follow Eid Echad. So you're right. It's unusual. But the point is it's not Eid Echad by definition means that we kind of recognize that we may have the information not fully correct. That's what Eid Echad means in the first place. And nevertheless, we follow it. Let's just finish one more line. So Amar Rava, Teda the Tosu, Rava says, no, it is a mistake. V'de'ilu horu bezdin v'chelev u'bedam lehetera v'hadar chazu l'taim v'le'yisura. No, we're going to, yeah. So because the following case says, let's say bezdin paskin that a certain fats or blood were mutter, they're kosher. V'hadar chazu l'taim v'le'yisura. And then he feels, oh, wait a second, it's using gelatin or whatever it is. It's for sure treif. We didn't know. As a certain ingredient, it's for sure treif, right? Ki hadre v'amer lehetera. If they then turn around and say, actually, it's really fine. You told me it was fine, then you told me you found something definitive that means that it's not fine, and then you come back and say it's fine. Lo mashkachinu, we wouldn't even listen. What do you mean now it's fine? Now it's fine. What do you mean? You just told me the facts that told me that it's not fine. Right? V'ilu heicha da'asa eid achad sharina, right? But here, you with one aid, you're allowed to get married. Asu trei, and the two witnesses would come and say, asarna, and would say, no, sorry, he actually is alive. Right? So you said she can't get remarried. Another aid would come with later information, chronologically. The last aid achad comes later. And he says, no, now he died. What would we do? Sharinila. We would let her go. We would let her remarry, right? My taima, la mishum de taosu. Right? Must be because the first one was a mistake. So you see, you can argue. It's possible to argue that the original aid achad was a mistake, right? When the two aidim come and they say, no, he is alive, we accept that the first aid was a mistake, and to the extent that now when the next aid achad comes, we'll actually accept him, right? But why is that? Not because the information is all mixed up, but because the first one was taka mixed up. And so it's not because aid achad doesn't work or aid achad is unique. Aid achad is still revealing information, right? It's because to the extent that if the information the first time was wrong and it's right the second time, we would accept it. So it's not just like this, like hocus pocus aid achad. It's still based on factual information. And the fact here that the facts are wrong make us, you know, go back. So you see that a mistake is really considered a mistake. And we'll continue next time, you know, with this conversation.